tap it on. 3 lines from 4 lines on the top. Shloisha Menalim. So now we're going back to the Ikedin in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said you need 3 people for Bezdin. So how do you know you need 3 people? The Tanur Rabbanon, the Litna Braisa, the Nikav Balabayas Elohim, Harekan Echad. So that's already one. It says Elohim is Bezdin. So that's one. Eid Ad Elohim Yoved Vashneim. That's the second time. Harekan Shnayim. Asher Yeshuun Elohim. Harekan Shloisha. So here you see that you need 3 people for Bezdin. Divi Rabbi Yeshu. Rabbi Yainis and Aymer. The first time, it's needed for itself, to teach you that you need to go to Bezdin. So you don't dash in Tchilas. And what does it mean to teach you to go to Bezdin? Not only to teach you to go to Bezdin, Elohim is a drash that you need Mumcha. So that's what you need the first time for. So Ela Ad Elohim Yaved Vashneim Harekan Echad. So we don't use V'nikav V'alabayis Elohim. So we use Ad Elohim Yaved Vashneim, that's one. Asher Yeshuun Elohim, Harekan Shnayim. Then it says Yeshuun Elohim is 2. Ve'en Bezin Shaku Mesifin Elohim Erechot, Harekan Shloisha. So then, we have 2 psukim for that you need a Bezin, that you need 1 and 2, you need 2 people. And then we tell you that Ein Bezin Shaku Mesifin Elohim Erechot, since it's not, you can't have even Bezin, has to be odd number, like this should be Acheram Mahatai, so therefore, that's how you need 3.
According to
the Tanakhama,
why do you need 3?
Oh, we'll see. Right. So,
what do you mean?
Why would the person need a
Bezin Shakel? Automatically, you're going to have to do 3 because you have a Bezin Shakel with 2. Just like the.
Why would the Pasuk need a Bezin Shakel? The Pasuk should have only written twice, and we would know you need 3. Okay.
But what, Stamos, if the Pasuk says 2, maybe it's after 2 for whatever reason. And it needs to be similar to Edom, only if both agree.
No, but the mind said we need Acheram Lahatas. We say Acheram Lahatas, and Acheram Lahatas tell you.
So that's enough. What you only need that Pasuk as well. How are you going to have a Rav?
No, one. And maybe 7 and 1, 5. Maybe.
The minimum Rav.
Rav is 1. Rav means more.
More than 1.
1 can be.
Okay, well. Yeah. I mean, it means 3 or 5 or 7 or 9,
no,
whatever it is.
You say the minimum. You say the minimum amount. It's 3. I'm not saying a bigger number.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So Bekitza, so we have machlekes if I have 2 psukim or I have 3 psukim. Zok Rashi, ain't darshin tchilas. Leminyan, you don't darshin tchilas to be counted there for it. Legufei also. It's coming for itself. The liboy mumchin, the lehim, loshin gedel rabban, it's come to teach you that you need mumchin. So therefore, you don't darshin. So Rabbi Anderson holds, you don't darshin the first lehim. And now, you have 2 psukim and we say, in bezin shakim, we say, let's say they're arguing if you dash in tchilas. The ma'asava dash in tchilas, the ma'asava ain't dash in tchilas. Yoshia holds, the Tanakhama holds that you do dash in tchilas, even though it's the first time it says it, and it's really coming to teach you in itself the halacha that you need mumchen. But you could dash in it also for accounting. And ma'asava abyanitsin that holds that you don't count the first time, he holds ain't dash in tchilas. The kulam ain't dashing tchilas. Everyone agrees you don't dash in the first time. Even the Tanakam, even Rabbi Yeshu. So how does he have 3? Amalach Rabbi Yeshu, okay. Name a kav v'nikav balabayit ala shayfet. Let it just say that you're coming. Normal bezdin is called a shayfet. My ela alehim. Why does it say a different lashon? It says alehim shema mina leminyana to teach you that you can count it also. It's not just. It's since it says a different word than it should be. So therefore, it's an extra thing to teach you that you also to use it for counting.
Meaning Shoifet would tell you Mumcha.
Yeah. Would it?
And Lagufin. Shoifet
is appointed judge.
Yeah. Zogt Rashi. Vein Bezin Shakla. And I said Bezin Zugas. The Tzorch L'kayim V'acheram L'hatis. Vein Mizchakul L'chatzayin. If you can split it in half. Ein Kan Rab. Im Kain. Let it just say Allah Shaifet. So I'm going to move on. The Benison, the Almanakat, the Aminchi, man, the Isladino, look at the Gabedina. The Benison says you can't, the Benison is the one that says that you don't dash in the first pasuk. Why not? The Maestro Benishi said a good chat. He said, let it just say, Benikul Abayas, Allah Shaifet, why is it Allah Yim? So Zakhtumar, the Benison is coming to teach you that's the way that's the way people talk. Like you say, man is the dina liquor dina liquor the gabi dina. So Zakrashi, the gabi dina, it's a dina yogabalay, it's a hedget. You say you're going to Besdin. And that's not like you said. That means that a shayfet means a regular person. Halehim means special, someone special. Dayan. Like the Rashi said, the first Rashi, Alim Lashon Gedola V'Rabbanus. Gedola V'Rabbanus. So therefore, so he's telling you that people say that they're going to Dayan, which is a chashuv person, Gedola V'Rabbanus. So Mela, so even so the Pasuk could say Elohim, and it's not extra, because that's how people talk. Yeah. You're right.
He's saying that if it would have said shofet, I would have known mumchen. That's what it sounds like.
No, so I would not know mumchen. I would have known.
Minyana.
That means
the
I would. Right. The question is about minyana. So we're saying that if you don't need the first time, right? That means the first time can't be used. He says no. The first time could be used because I have an extra word. The extra word, like he's saying, is to goof for teaching gedel b'rabbanus. But that doesn't matter. Once I have an extra reason for it, it's like use it for two. Even though you're right that I need a word to teach a gedul for gedel b'rabbanus, so if I don't have it. But since the ma'isa, the Torah is saying there's an extra thing in the word, so I'll teach you for minyan also. No. Yeah. So to give my Rabbi Yeshia, Leslie Bez, the nicest now. We're going back because Rabbi Yeshia had three psukim. So now right, someone asked, like this, why Rabbi Yeshia need three? The Maisa, two is enough, and then Ein Bezin, oh, you asked it. And then Ein Bezin Shaka, Maisa, Maisa, and Alein Arecha. So why Rabbi Yeshia need to say the three psukim? Let it only say two psukim, and then you'll have this. We all agreed to this, Bez, the night, Ein Bezin Shaka, Maisa, and Alein Arecha. And you're going to tell me he doesn't hold of it. V'atanya b'leza v'neisha b'esek lili yoyme. Ma'a talmud leim alintes acharyam lahatas. I tell you, Omer, I say lecha bezdin noite. Make a bezdin that there'll be ain't bezdin shakma, sifin alayin adachot. So, why can he argue on a b'leza v'neisha b'esek lili? He's a tani, he can argue on him. What are we bringing from him?
What, that he's not going to agree with acharyam lahatas?
Yeah. What were you meisah by bringing this b'raisa? We're bringing a brisa that teaches you lintes achriyam lahata is I said the chabez the night. What was this I saw? Rabbi Yeshua was a tana. So Rashi explains that this is his dash is from sukkim. It's not mustabish to argue on sukkim. Look Rashi. Rabbi Yeshua the boy kol asuya shlishi. He needs to have a third pasuk. Me less like bez the night. Doesn't know bez nothing. It's a tzorch like bez and shakel because she's kain by a tia achriyam. Uliday aboy shisha ksheya. And let him be'etz in 4 or 6 akasha the boy bezdin naita kral asuy shlish lamali. If he holds that you need a bezdin naita that ain't bezdin shakul, why isn't it said pasuk v'atanya v'akra dashina we dashim psukim? So why can't he just so? How can he argue on this? Rabbi Elazar ben Yosef Reisak Lili that says the dashim psukim that achriyam lahatas and ain't bezdin shakul
without a pasuk v'achriyam lahatas. What would I think? That all the whole bezdin has to agree. Otherwise,
either the whole bezdin has to agree, or maybe let's have a bezdin of 4, and we're hoping for 3 and 1. And if not, we'll get another person. But not that we need to start with 3.
And
the
Gemara, even if it's two,
what would you say? Zakai was
two greater ones decided, so we're going to go with their opinion.
What does greater mean? Bigger tamid
chum.
Let's have 4 tamid chum.
No, so they all have to agree,
you know,
whatever.
There's no right. You can say that Zakkai always wins.
Right.
So the Mara Sabah Lakab Yehuda, you call Lakab Yehuda, the Amar Shivim. He has a Madama Lakab Yehuda. So what helps if he has a Lakab Yehuda? The question was, we knew he was able to argue anyways on the Belazar Benai. He was a Tani, he was able to argue, just he had Psukkim. So what's Rabbi Yehuda? So Rabbi Yehuda also has Psukkim. So therefore, maybe he has a Lakab Yehuda.
It says what?
That you can even have an even number. The Kashi Sabalah Rabbi Yeshua Kabiyud, the Amas and Hedig Dada Shivim, the Avalah Zugitz, Vikra Michael, the Kamal, the Josh Achite. He has Psukkim, had a dash in it. So therefore, maybe he also Kabiyud that says an even number. So the Gemara says, we'll explain later what he's going to use the pasuk.
I think Shivim doesn't mean Dafka. Shivim
means you have even number.
Even number.
Well, you tried to have it in the past.
So we just said that you'll go always bless the Zaka.
Zaka. Even
number. I think less than Shivim. The point of Shivim is an even number. Right, but I'm saying he's masking to Shivim that you could use a.
Okay, I can answer. Zok the Gemara, Amy the Shaman the Rabbi Yehuda b'Sanhedrin Gedolah. Maybe he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Dafka b'Sanhedrin Gedolah. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can have even number, Dafka b'Sanhedrin Gedolah. Chsivikroy, because over there we have Pesukim. B'Shaar Bedinim Mishamet Lei Mechnes, you can have an even number by a smaller Bezdin. Chitem Eloy Shana. If you can tell me why should you say any, there's any difference? Once you can have even, you can have even. It doesn't make a difference if it's large or small. But now we learn the Mishnah. Smichas Zekeinim. Varifas Egla, we learned this in our Mishnah. Bishleisha, the Reb Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, and Mechamisha. Rabbi Yehuda says you need an odd number, five. I mean, my time, Rabbi Yehuda. Vesam Chushnaim, Vidasha Vesam Chushnaim, Zikne Shnaim, then Bezu Shakam, Vesiv and Leon Dedech, the Rekane. See, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need an odd number. The only time he held even is only by 70. But normally you would need an odd number. So Rabbi Yehuda is not like anyone. Rabbi Yehuda that says that you really can have an even number. Rabbi Yehuda said that. You don't say he needed a pasuk to teach you that you have an odd number. That means without the pasuk, I can have an even number. So who does he hold like? And for the Gemara, the Rabbi Yehuda, different Rabbi Yehuda. No, Rabbi Yehuda, he goes to Rabbi Yehuda and he says even greater than Rabbi Yehuda. Do the Rabbi Yehuda by Sanhedrin Gedolah the last time. Rabbi Yehuda holds by Sanhedrin Gedolah you don't need a odd number. Habashah Bedina Islay. Normal Bezdin, a smaller Bezdin does need an odd number. Rabbi Yeshua b'Shabbatin and Nami Leslet. Rabbi Yeshua holds by even other bezdin, a smaller bezdin. He holds you don't need an odd number. You can have an even number. See, he holds Rabbi Yehuda, but he holds greater than Rabbi Yehuda, more than Rabbi Yehuda. Zok Rashi. With the Ksivi Kroy, the Kamam Shal Pigas Michas Kainim Arosh Par Heida. Vein bezdin Shakel v'Stam Zekainim bezdin Mashma. Stam Zekainim is bezdin. Adif from Rabbi Yehuda. Kloima. Rabbi Yehuda chizik es dvarav. He was mechazik his words. Yosem Rabbi Yehuda. It means he goes to Rabbi Yehuda that by 70 you don't need an odd number, and he holds even more than that by a regular bezin you don't need an odd number. The Gemara Balahai lintais my avidle. What does he do? The Maase it says lintais. Says that you need to have atir achram lattes.
It's not fair on Rabbi Yehuda though.
Rabbi Yehuda says about dinam amos.
Right. Wouldn't be fair on him.
Right. Rabbi Yeshua that holds that you never need. Right? Talking about Michael Abedin Nefashis. Faket. He's at his time Abedin Nefashis. What does it mean? Zok Rashi. Abedin Nefashis. No. Rashi before. I learned this. My Avodah Bishlam Rabbi Yehuda Michael Abishah Bezin. Rabbi Yehuda says by other Bezin. But Rabbi Yeshua doesn't have any place that you need an odd number. Abedin Nefashis. Shatiskayim Bayati Yaschol Atayva Al Piyachad. You'll need at least two. He says that you'll need at least two for to have atiyah the right. Okay.
So he would hold that for dinim mamadis you need two. For dinim fashas I need 23, and for bezdan agot I need 70 even again. So it comes out.
Or he holds. We're actually trying to explain. That's what I would say. Pashat actually tomorrow. That means. That he's saying, but dinim fashas I would need that. Or the Rashi trying to explain is that I always need two. If not, you'll add another two. Whatever, you'll play around. You'll always need for even a fashas. Rashi saying, but dinim fashas at the sky by the yaschol teiva, I'll be echad. If you have a zugas, what?
Fashas needs
23. So now let's say I ended up. So normally I could end up with 9 and 15, right? Whatever, and 13, 14. If not, maybe I'll add more. There's two malachim. It's machlokes neshanim. Either like you're saying, that which is very interesting. It comes. He's saying by dinam amanis, I could have. I mean, I need three because of my son. I need three because of psukim. But technically, if you got four, you're okay. You need at least three. You can have four, then you're okay. Then by dinam nefashis, I would need an odd number because that's when I have achriyam lahatas. I would need 21, 23, whatever it is, 23, and then by Sanhedrin Gedolah, 70 is enough. So I would have even, I really don't have even. I could have even. I need three, at least three, because of the Pesukim. And then I'll have odd. I would need odd for Dinah Nefashis. And then I could have again even force and had to get down. Okay. So the Gemara al hadith nan the let the Mishnah shnayim ayim zaka vechadai mechayiv. If two people say zaka and one person says chayiv, the halacha is zaka. You pass like the zaka because it is right. Shnayim ayim chayiv vechadai mezaka. Two people say chayiv and one says zaka. Chayiv. Name it like a baishia because a baishia never holds that you go basar yoyiv. Right? You don't see anything with yoyiv. So Rashi, lema deoka baishia dika baishia kibon the shlishi mikra yalef. He learns to have sukkah v'lami shem naita. So maybe dash leis and shavu. Maybe he holds that you have to need all three the same. Where do you see anything that he holds? You don't have any rife. It's like the ma filo tei me'abayishi.
So what would you do?
You'll have to wait till you have everyone. If not, you'll have to close on the bezin and start new. Get a new bezin. We never pass until we have all three agreed.
Or add on, or it wouldn't help you to add on.
It wouldn't help you. Maybe it would help you, because maybe you just need three. We'll have the Gemara in a minute. Maybe you need three to pass on the same thing.
And that's for Dinamamas, right?
Yeah, there's Dinamamas. So the Gemara, Philotem, Abayishah, Maisla, Mikav, Achayim, Medina, Farshis. Maybe it is going like Abayishah, this Baisa that says you go Basar Raif. And he learns like Avachayim, Medina, Farshis. Ma, Medina, Farshis, the Chamiri. Amir, Achman, Azil, Basar Ruba, Dinamamas, like Kolshken, that you go Basar Raif. It means, if I see by Dinam Farshis, I go Basar Raif. Kolshken, by Dinamamas, I go Basar Raif. No, the Kavachim is teaching you that I could go Basar Raif. I have three because the Pasuk says three times. Now, the Kavachim is teaching you that even if all three don't say one thing, I still could go Basar Raif. That means we would be stuck. If all three don't say one thing, we would say, okay, close up the Bezin. Let's start a different Bezin. So we're telling, Kavachim is telling you, no, if you have two saying one and one saying something else, we go after the two and not after the one. Or we still work with this Bezin. By three. No, that's only when but if I would have two and they're both saying the same thing, that would be enough maybe for my bezin. That's why I need a pasuk to teach me three. Once I have three, I would think that if two are saying one thing and one saying the other, you don't know what to do. Kamash and there you go, Basar Raif. That's the Kavach. Look, Rashi. No Rashi. I felt him, right? He says he needs five. That I can finish the din with shloisha. I need to finish it, not start it, finish it. That means right away he understood that I need to finish with roiv, with three. So he says, what do you mean? What's wrong if I finish with two? I need to have a gmar din at least with three people. I need three people to pass on one thing. If I'm going to start with three, I'm only going to have two people passing on one thing. So you need to have at least three people ending off at one thing. So the Gemara Alma Ksava, Tlasa Ki Ksivi B'Gmar Din Ksivi. When the Torah said three, the Torah meant to end off with three. Migadifar Avavar Avavar showed himself like a big tamer. He showed on upon himself. How could you say that? Alamatate Sanhedrin Gedolah Tzicha Meiv Abam Ve'Echad. Sanhedrin Gedolah should need 141. That it should finish with 71. It's small Sanhedrin should have to have 23. So who says not?
No, maybe the minimum is 3 because of the 3 psukim.
No, but who says not? Maybe you're right. Maybe they need 141. Who says not? He says, the pasuk says to gather 70 people. It doesn't say to end off with 70 people. When you're gathering, you should have 70. And then v'shavtu eida v'tzila eida, that was where we learned 23. Each one was 10. Nami v'shas shvita sa eida. V'shas the shvita eida. V'shas the gathering of the eida. V'shas the paskening. Hacha nami says so too. V'nikav ba'al bayis aliyim. V'shas kreva. V'shas we're calling them together. V'shleisha. So Bavo was very bothered. How could Rebbe say you need to start with five and end off with three? It doesn't mean you have to end off. It means the beginning. Well, the time of the Rebbe, the reason to Rebbe is not because you have to end over five, because it says there's Yashin Elohim. That's a Lashon Rabbim. Yashin is a Lashon plural. So it says Yashin Elohim, plural. So that means two. Trei Nem. Zerah Trei. So you need two. Nem Elohim Lamata. So that's Elohim Lamata. V'nemelehim l'mayla, mayla mata shnayim, because it says, ashi yashiyin is a lashon plural. Af l'mayla shnayim. So to, when it says afterwards, elehim, also means two. V'en bezen shakul, masifin alei anayda achad. So that's arei kachamisha. Zogt gemar v'ayte v'abonon. What did Abonon do with that? Why did they say only three? Yashiyun ksev. It says yashiyun, it doesn't say with a vav, it's not lashon rabim. So even though you pronounce it Lashon Rabbim, but it says Yashiyun without a vav, so therefore you go Basak Siv. And tomorrow we'll see the Gemara that, you know, Yashiyun the Mikki, Yashiyun the Mishra. Zok Yashiyun. Tehei. No. Kedei Shigma Adini Michalku Sheish Lai Shiroiv B'nei Lech Achreim. So you need, when you finish, you go Basak Roiv. Otu Kevet Lassim Meikar Mila Gama Dina Betrei. You also can finish with Roiv when you start with three. Negmadin Shetzorach Shloisha Negmadin Lamata the Kerb Negmadin Kaim it is an edik dada my time I am a tachi das for the year bevoka amala the kula milsa v'lashem kosh v'shav to edvi afina minei mas nisin chav ga chav gimu sin edik tana v'niku v'abayis al him the afina minei v'chas kerb v'kama yashiyin lo shriyam lamata yashiyin al him it says yashiyin lo shriyam lamayla ad al him yavo v'ahu v'nika v'loi kachashiv so when Dashin Tchilas you see he doesn't dash in the nikav like we learned, like Abiyanis. Yeah, that's it.